Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon resumes breathing on his own and moves his hand and leg in response to stimulation as doctors begin bringing him out of an induced coma. Vice President Dick Cheney is taken to the hospital experiencing shortness of breath. He's out hours later and was expected at the White House Monday. The issue of executive authority is expected to dominate Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito opening Monday. Two suicide bombers dressed as police try to attack National Police Day celebrations in Iraq. Police kill one, but the other explodes his vest, killing 29 people. Howard Stern begins his new satellite radio show, denying rumors he's married his longtime girlfriend, with a comment complete with a federally banned expletive. Lori Neff, Associated Press.